This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa's acting health minister said Saturday the country has approved China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine. The country is facing a crippling third wave of infections, with hospitals stressed as the death toll rises to 60,000. The surge in infections in Africa's most industrialized nation has overwhelmed its healthcare system, especially in the main city of Johannesburg, where overworked healthcare personnel struggle to find enough beds for critically ill patients. Just over 5% of South Africans have been vaccinated, or 3.3 million out of a population of less than 60 million. Sinovac's biotech's COVID-19 vaccine is emerging as a powerful tool against the virus following initial doubts owing to a lack of transparency in clinical trial data. But data from Uruguay released last month showed it was over 90% effective in reducing both intensive care admissions and deaths, which would align it with other widely recognized vaccines, including Pfizer and Moderna. Japanese officials say a powerful mudslide carrying a wave of black water and debris crashed into rows of houses Saturday in a town west of Tokyo following heavy rains, leaving at least 19 people missing. As many as 80 homes in Atami were completely buried, according to a fire official who also claims more people, possibly 100, could still be missing under the mudslides. The official stressed aggressive rescue operations were underway to find survivors. Torrential rains have slammed parts of Japan starting earlier this week. Experts say that increases landslide risks in a country filled with valleys and mountains. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.